and came of a family of considerable local distinction in Dumbartonshire. His grandfather, Sir James Smollett, had been active in helping to secure the Union of England and Scotland in 1707. His youngest son, Archibald, the father of the novelist, had no profession, was dependent on Sir James, who bestowed upon him a farm near his own seat at Bonhill. There Archibald Smollett died 2 years after the birth of his son Tobias. Sir James saw to it that his grandchild's education was not neglected. After a good grounding at Dumbarton Grammar School, the boy was sent in 1736 to attend a short course at Glasgow University as a preliminary to qualifying for the medical profession. In that same year, he was apprenticed to a Dr. John Gordon. Here in Glasgow, at this early age, his taste for writing first appeared in the form of a tragedy called The Regicide. In 1739, fired by literary ambition, he resolved to seek his fortune in London, with little else but his play and some letters of introduction in his pocket. In like manner, 2 years previously, had Samuel Johnson, with his pupil Garrick, his play Irene and Tuppence Halfpenny in his pocket, set out for London. Like Johnson, Smollett found no help in patrons. Neither George Littleton nor David...